This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Tim Michaels was not a candidate for office until about 3 months ago. Today, he can make a plausible case that by next year he could be governor. It's hardly a given, of course, but the millionaire construction executive has reshaped the race. As Sean Johnson reports, he's also left many questioning how he would govern.
Tim Michaels and his brothers own Michaels Corporation, a Brownsville company started by their father that Michaels says now employs more than 8,000 people. This business, and Michaels' experience running it, is the foundation of his campaign. At a speech in Eau Claire, he tells voters he's not running for office because he has to.
I am not looking for a political career. I'm 59 years old. I am doing this to serve. President Trump didn't have to run for president, but he wanted to drain the swamp. I don't have to run for governor, but I'm going to go turn Madison upside down.
Michaels does not earn his living in politics, but he's no political newcomer. He ran unsuccessfully for state senate in 1998 and for U.S. Senate in 2004. In the years since, Michaels has remained a major GOP donor, giving to a long list of candidates that includes Rebecca Clayfish, now his top GOP rival. There's nothing novel about Michaels' political outsider approach, but there's a reason candidates make pitches like this. In the right election cycle, under the right circumstances, it can work. Michaels supporter Kim Schmidt of Mondovi, Wisconsin, is in the crowd at Michaels' speech. She says she likes him because he has business sense.
I'm tired of long-term politicians. I think everyone is. It's time for a change here.
To some voters, Michaels' limited record as a politician is an asset. And it's definitely a benefit politically, says University of Wisconsin lacrosse political scientist Anthony Chergosky.
Tim Michaels has the freedom in many ways to take whatever positions he wants because we don't have a lot of past knowledge, at least recently, of what it is that Tim Michaels stands for. You know, he's not tied down to a lot of positions.
But Michaels has a couple other things going for him this year that have given his campaign a jolt, starting with the coveted endorsement of former President Donald Trump. Chergosky notes that Michaels has also been able to use his considerable personal wealth to blanket the airwaves with ads. Through the end of last month, Michaels had funded this ad blitz nearly entirely himself. He gave his campaign nearly $8 million of his own money.
I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman who knows how to get things done. I'm a self-made businessman who doesn't give a rip about the special interests or their money.
There's a reason President Trump endorsed Tim Michaels for governor.
I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman.
Clayfish has responded by attacking Michaels with the help of former Governor Scott Walker, her old running mate and boss.
I'm not criticizing him. I'm just pointing out the facts about his business.
Michaels' business, Walker notes, was once part of a contractors group that fought Wisconsin's so-called right-to-work law, banning mandatory union dues at private businesses. Michaels has also been active in groups that called for raising the gas tax. In an interview with WPR, Walker also brought up Michaels' decision to put his kids through school on the East Coast while his family was living in Connecticut and New York.
Fair or not, Democrats, if Tim Michaels were the nominee, would go after him and question how he can make the points about education in Wisconsin when his kids didn't go to school.
Michaels says he bought the homes while Michaels Corporation was working on a massive tunnel project in Manhattan. The family stayed there when his daughter was fighting a rare form of brain cancer. He also pushed back on Walker's other attacks. He says he supports right to work and opposes increasing the gas tax.
This is a political smear. This is political garbage done by desperate candidates, career politicians who are finding themselves behind.
But on some big issues, Michaels won't say where he stands. When asked, for example, whether he'd certify the results of the 2024 presidential election, Michaels dodges. He says he's a businessman, a know-it-when-he-sees-it kind of guy. He'll make the best decision when the time comes. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.